Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham David Strauss. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
From Metzia Dav Chavtet Samad Aleph, the Gemara brings a machloikis, Shem Aveda, whether he has a din of a Shem Echinam or a Shem Esacha. It seems from the Gemara that that's poshit, that a din of a Moitze Aveda has a din of a Shemer. In other words, besides the mitzvah of the Chiv HaShavah, he also has a din shoyma. The nafkamina is, if he's pesheya, then he's chayiv. He has to pay back the bailim. It's not just tam a mitzvah, and if he doesn't return it, then he's negligent and it gets lost. He's mevatel a mitzvah. He has a din of a shoyma, and he's chayiv b'achrayis. Machlokes is, a din of a shem echinam or a din of a shem esacha. So what's the makor that he has a din of a shoyma? So Rashi writes in the Peveis and Aleph says, that the makar is because the pasuk says va'safta el teich beisecha. He says motza veda v'hichnisa el teich beisecha k'dechsiv va'safta el teich beisecha. Azoy zogt Rashi weiter, and so says Rashi in Bava Kamed after Bava Mbeis. The shaila is, what's the raya from the pasuk that you become a shomer? Maybe the Torah is telling you have to take it into your house and take care of it. But who says that you have a din of a shomer that you become the schayiv b'tashlumim? Maybe it's just the mitzvah on the kakaf to the gavra. This question, Reb Leib, in the Chedusha Vayaleib, in the Simenai and Ches, he has Arichas Gadol on this kasha. What's takin a makor? Where's the mukhrach that you become a shoymer from the pasuk of Asafel Tech Beisecha? Is the ma'is I found the Hamak Dover on Chumash, he says, on this pasuk, he says, Al Toich Beisecha is mashma, that you have to do a shmira me'ula kemini kli beisek. That's what the Torah is telling you. The Torah is telling him, "Asafta el teich beisecha." You have to bring it into your house and you mechuyev b'shmira, just like your own kelim. This is the makar that you become a shomer. So when does a shomer aveda? When does a moitze aveda become a shomer? We know that there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. When is it chal the mitzvah hashava aveda? Rashi nafchavovam bei says the mitzvah hashava is only chal when you pick it up. When you pick it up, then it's chal the mitzvah hashava. The Rambam is mavur in the beginning of Hilchas Zeil Aveda. The Rambam says, right away when you see the Aveda, you're ready mechuyev b'hashava. So the shaila is, when does the din shoyma start? So the Ksoi says, in Simen Reis Sadek Aleph, he says as follows, Shgavi shoyma Aveda, v'adei boi meshicha li b'dekulyam. Shoyma Aveda zich in yizu meshicha. Dechsev asafto yel teich beisecha. It's mashma meshicha. The Torah was mechayev him, you're mechuyev to go ahead and become a shomer and take it into your house. But if you didn't do a meshich yet, even though you saw it, you're not neschayev b'shmira. The Ksai seems to be saying lechayra that even if there would be a mitzvah hashava beforehand, like the Rambam, but still the din shomer only starts only once you pick it up. And as I state in the Chaim, in the Grach al Hashas, Reb Chaim says this very yesod, that even according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah hashava is when you see it, but the din shomer only starts when you pick it up. As I zok Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim with this is masber a very important yesod. We know this halacha of isur asli yodeh. The yish does not work after one picks it up. After he picks it up, yish does not work. In fact, Reb Chaim, what's the difference? L'maisa, even before he picks it up, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So why is there a din Yisur Asli Yodei only after you pick it up, Yish doesn't work? As far as the mitzvah is concerned, you're already in the Schayev Hashava as soon as you saw the Aveda. Zakta B'chayim this chilek. Because only once you pick it up, then you become a Shoyma. And the Shoyma Mazba, the reason why Yish doesn't work, B'Yisur Asli Yodei, is because once you become a Shoyma, Yish doesn't work. Al Koponim, the chiluk of when one becomes a shomer is muchruch from the din of Yisur Asli Yodeh. Only after we do Mashicha, then he becomes a shomer. So there's a gavaldig enough gemina. If even according to the Rambam, that you mechuyev b'hashava before you pick it up, and you over lav l'tzucha l'salim. But if one is negligent and he leaves it there, he's not chayev b'achrayis, because he didn't become a shomer yet. Only once he picks it up, and then he was pesheya, then he becomes a schayev tashlum, either shem echinam or a shem esach. Another nakuda The Gemara says as follows, in the end of Maseches HaPoilim, the Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says that there's a very fundamental difference between a Shem Echinam and a Shem Esachim. Besides the fact that a Shem Echinam is only Chayvim Shia, and a Shem Esachim is Chayvim Mengenev HaVeda, but a Shem Esachim is paid to watch it, and he has a bigger Chiv of Shmira. The Gemara says he's Mechiv to go hire people to make sure it doesn't get stolen. This, the Gemara says, because that's why I gave you money in order to watch it better. In other words, a Shem Echinam and a Shem Esachim, besides being Shemrim and the Mechayev Achrayis, they're also watchmen. A Shem Esachim is a paid watchman. See, he has a greater obligation in his Chiyiv Shmirim. The question is, what about a Shem Raveda? According to Rabbi Yosef, he has a din of a Shem Esachim. Because he gets, like the Gemara says, Put Rabbi Yosef, he has Hanah, that he becomes part of him Stucco. So he has a din of a Shem Esachim. So the Achrayim have a Shaila as follows. Does he only have a din of a Shem Esachim as far as the Chiyuvim of Gnev Aveda? What about the halacha that he's mechuyev to do with Shmira Meula? Does he also have that halacha? So in Emes, this is a machlokes achrayim. The Maharshach, as brought in the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Chidus Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, says that ain't a chanami. He's only a Shem Esachim legabi the Chiyuv Achrayis. Oh, but Seif Kol Seif, he didn't get money from the owner to get paid. He didn't get money to watch. So the schar is just enough to give him the chiyuvim of the parsha of Shem Esachim, of a chiyuv of Gnev Aveda. But he's not mechuyev in a shmira meula as a Shem Esachim. The Mishnah Lemelech argues, and he says no. The Mishnah Lemelech argues, and he says no, that he's a regular din Shema, like any Shem Esachim. He's a regular din Shem Esachim, like all dinim. And the etzem din of that he becomes a shema, the ksais before was mashma, that the Torah was mechayivim to go ahead and be mekabel and to become a shema, mechuyev to be mekabel to become a shema. Azar izak the ksais. Rabbi Ber brings Reb Chaim a bit different. Not the pshat is you mechuyev to become a shema. As long as you pick it up, the Torah made you a Shem about Karchoy. The Torah made you within Shem about Karchoy. Even if you don't want to become a Shem. The Ksais is Mashma, the Torah, the Chiv of Asavda Beisecha is, the Torah was Rame Alei to take it into your house and become a Shem. Part of the mitzvah of Hashavas Abed is that you should accept upon yourself the responsibility of being a Shem. So in essence, at the end of the day, why are you a Shem? Because you were Makabal. You were Makabal. That's the Chivat Torah. You should take it and be Makabal Achrayis. Reb Chaim says, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is the Torah made you a Shoyme, made you a Shoyme Baal Korcho. Perhaps, the Machloikas Achrayim that we just said, perhaps could be totally in the Shaila. In other words, if the Chiv is for you to be Makabal a Shmira, for you to be Makabal a Shmira, so Mimela, if this Schar, so you mechuyev to mekabel the shmira of a shem esachim, even though he didn't give you the schar, but you mechuyev to be mekabel a dinei shem according to the ksois. So mameila, since this schar over here, so the Torah was mechayev you to be mekabel the din shem of a shem esachim. However, according to Reb Chaim, that the chiyev of the din shmira is the Torah made you a shem about karchoy. Perhaps the Torah only made you a shem. And then a Shem Esachim because you're getting schar, perhaps it's only legabi the chiyuvim of the parsha, the chiyuv achrayis of the parsha. Oh, but to say that I'm a chuyuv to make a shmira meula, perhaps not. That's only when you give me schar and I accept the shmira, so I accept to do a bigger shmira, I'm a better watchman than a Shem Echinam. But if the Torah was matel on him, Baal Korchoy, to become a Shomer, perhaps the schar that he receives is only enough to give him the chiyuvim of a Shomer Socha, the achrayis of a Shomer Socha, that he's mechuyev to pay for Gnev Aveda. But as far as the chiyuv, is he mechuyev to watch it better than a Shomer Chinam with a Shmira Meula? Perhaps not. This is Machloikis, the Marashach, and the Mishnah Lamelech, and as we're saying, perhaps this could be totally in the Machlokes, the Ksois, and the Pchai. For this machloikis, the ksoisin of Chaim, see the blabe over there in Simenai and Ches, he has a gabald gariches on this shayla. Let's go on to the next tickle. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yosef, a Shema Aveda has a din of a Shema Socha. How does he become a Shema Socha? What schar does he receive? The Gemara in Bava Kama, Dafn Vavam Bey, says that by he hanod, leboyi lemeisvei lerift lanya, the hanod that he has, that since he's an Oisik b'mitzvah, the halacha is an Oisik b'mitzvah is part of a mitzvah, so therefore he's part of the mitzvah stoker, so therefore he doesn't have to give bread to anani. So this is Pruta Rabbi Yosef, he's Mishtarshi, Pashas, it means he's Mishtarshi, the Pruta, that he doesn't have to give to the Ani. This is his Schar. Rabba holds, Toises is Mazbe, Rabba holds, it's Leishchiach. It's Leishchiach. Leishchiach, the Ksai says, it means he holds, it's not considered a Shava Pruta. Al Koponim, Zokta Gemara, that this is the Ano that he has, that he's Potter from Mitzvah Stokka. The Rambam brings down the Gemara a bit different. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud, he says as follows, Kol Zman Sh'Aveda Etzloi, if the Aveda is by him, if Nignava Ayavda, he's Chayav Achrayis, Vim Nen Sepotu, because the Shem Aveda has Halacha like a Shem Asacha, Mipnei Shuhu Oisik B'Mitzvah, V'Nifter Mikama Mitzvah Saseh, Kol Zman Shuhu Oisik B'Shmirasa, he becomes Potter from many mitzvahs while he's being Oisik in the Shmirah. Rebbe Zalman explains that the Rambam is mashma not only because he becomes potter from mitzvah stoker. Zokta Rebbe Zalman, the Rambam is mashma not only because he becomes potter from a mitzvah which has a chesaron kiss, so he has a monetary gain. No, the Rambam is mashma because he becomes potter from many mitzvahs. And the pshat is that the being oisik b'mitzvah is, we'll call it an insurance policy against chiyuv mitzvahs. In other words, he becomes potter for many mitzvahs. Many mitzvahs, bikacholim, alavai sameh, sachnos esorchim. Many mitzvahs, even mitzvahs that are not including a monetary gain. Zakti Mrs. Alman, in order to become a shemis socha, you don't necessarily need a hanah of mammon. Any toivis hanah is considered a schar to become a shemis socha. So memeila zakti Rambam, the fact that I become potter from many mitzvahs, that is sufficient to make me into a Shema Socha. With this, Rabbi Zalman explains, the Gemara in the Darim says that a Meshav Aveda, even if he's not allowed to have Hanah from the Oivid, he's allowed to return to him an Aveda. Aye, Zakti Gemara, he's being Nene, Pruth Rabbi Yosef. He's having Hanah, because by returning the Aveda, he becomes Potter from Tzedakah. Zakti Gemara, no, Pruth Rabbi Yosef, lo Yishchicha. The proof of Rabbi Yosef is not Shchiach. Zakti Mrs. Alman that I'm understood as follows. In order to be osir by a Muda Hanah, you need a Hanah's Momin Dafka. You need a Hanah's Momin Dafka, so then it's only to become potter from Mitzvah's Tztaka. That's like Shchiach, because only a Ptur, only a Mitzvah of Chesaron Kiss is going to give you a Hanah's Momin. So therefore, that's considered not Shchiach. However, to become a Shema Socha, Zokta B'Siz Alman, you don't need a Hanah's moment. Any Toivus Hanah is sufficient. So Zokta Rambam, the Hanah that I become a Shema Socha is not only because I become potter from a mitzvah which has a chesaron kiss, which I'm gaining money, like Tzedakah. Any mitzvah, I'm potter from any mitzvah. And like we said, the Yisoid of the Hanah is that it's an insurance policy that I become potter. That Hanah that I'm potter from mitzvahs, that Hanah is considered a Toivus Hanah that makes me into a Shema Socha. It's interesting, the Lashon HaMe'iri in Bava Kama, he brings similar to the Rambam, but he taka mentions mitzvahs of chesaron kiss. Dr. Me'iri in Bava Kama, Shema Aveda, Hoyel V'Nifta B'Shmirasa, Mikama mitzvahs sheyesh bahen chesaron kiss, Kigoin Nesinas Pasla Oni. Dr. Me'iri, he brings the concept of the Rambam, but he says it's all mitzvahs of chesaron kiss. Since you become potter from many mitzvahs of chesaron kiss, kigoin nesinas pasla oni. In other words, when the Gemara says pasla oni, that's only an example of mitzvahs that have a chesaron kiss, which he becomes potter from. Ukiyotzeba zokta Meiri. That's an example. Shareh ha'isk mitzvah potter a mitzvah. So the Meiri would be mashma, and perhaps this is what the Rambam means, although the Rambam doesn't say so mefurish, that the Yisoid is, Avada, you need to be potter from a mitzvah sheyesh mem chisaron kis. Now Zaktimiva, he extends it. The Gemara is lav dafka. You become potter from many mitzvahs that is a chisaron kis. You have to pay for it. You become potter from that mitzvah. Keep it up aim. If you hold Michelle Ben, you become potter from the mitzvah which has a monetary value. Abavaita, according to the Meiri, it's only because I'm gaining somewhat of a monetary value that I become potter. So it sounds like from the Meiri that not that the Hano is that I have this insurance policy that protects me from being potter from the mitzvahs that's worth money. The pshat is, you look at the money that I'm saving. I'm saving money. That's what makes me a shomer. It makes me a shomer socha. So this is a fundamental machlokes. What is the hana? Is the hana the fact, the value of being potter, or is the hana that I look at the money that I'm gaining, and that money that I'm gaining is what makes me into a shomer socha? So if we're looking at the money that I'm gaining, avada. The tour is tour only of mitzvahs that have a chesaron kis that I'm gaining this monetary value that I become potter from. This is the chayra, the haysafa that we see from the Meiri. Let's move on. This concept, the Gemara tells us that oisik b'mitzvah potter na mitzvah is potter from the mitzvah staka. There's a famous kasha from the Achronim as follows. The Nachas Yaakov, the Baal HaNasivis in Parshas Re'eh, asks, we know that staka, besides the mitzvah of staka, but staka also involves two lavim. Lo'isa'ame says levavcha, lo'isikwa says yodcha, mechicha evyoin. Staka has two lavim. So frek, the Nasivis, how could we have a din of oisik v'mitzvah, potem v'na mitzvah? Tepati you from the mitzvah staka, there's also lavim involved. We don't find that oisik v'mitzvah pati you from lavim. The makar of oisik b'mitzvah, potter na mitzvah is that if you're oisik b'mitzvah, you're potter from kriyashma, you're potter from a mitzvah. But where do you find that oisik b'mitzvah potters you from lavim? Azoi frek, the nesivis, the maratzchi is also in shvuis, davim dal ramabeis, yes, is kasha, and they blight sarachin. Zok to arsameach, a beautiful teretz as follows. The arsameach in Hilchas Yontiv, paragimah halacha ches, says, al pi yisoid from the rishonim kedushin af lamadal ramadalif. Over there, the Braisa says, lists off, Mrs. Hasei, Shaloi Hazman Groma, the ladies are Mechuyiv. For instance, Micah and Aveda. Ladies are Mechuyiv because it's a Mrs. Hasei, Shaloi Hazman Groma. Fregan the Rishonim, why do you have to tell me that a lady is Chayiv because it's a Mrs. Hasei, Shain Hazman Groma? Typically, because there's a lav. By Aveda, there's a lav, Lesucha Lesalem. By Micah, there's a lav, Lesosin Dom Mevesecha. So typically that a lady is mechuyev to build a maikah and to return the aveda because of the lav. Zok to Rishonim as follows, Zok to Ramban. Over there, the lav is coming for a chizuk aseh. In other words, the primary mitzvah is return the aveda. The Torah says, loisuch lehisaleh, make sure you return the aveda. Maikah. The mitzvah is to build a maikah. The Torah enforces the mitzvah of maikah by saying, loisosin domen veisecha, and make sure you make a maikah. If a lady would be potter from these mitzvahs, so memeil, there's no lav, because the lav is only to be mechazik daseh. If you're potter from the mitzvah, so memeil, you're potter from the lav. Zok the or sameach, gevaldik. Over here, the pshat is, if oisik b'mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah, so therefore, you're potter from the mitzvah stakah. Once you're potter from the mitzvah stakah, so memeil, you don't have the lav. The lav is to enforce the mitzvah stakah. So once one is potter from the mitzvah, because of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, so memela, he's potter also from the lav, and the lav do not apply. This is the teretz of the Or Sameach. Another answer I would like to suggest is as follows. In the gather of the lav of leisamitz levavcha, leisikvis etz yodecha, leisamitz etz levavcha, the Rishonim ha-mashma, that the nature of the lav is not a lav of staka per se, but it's a lav of chayvus halavavus. In other words, Zokti Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, Loisa say Reish Lamed Beis, the lav, he brings the lav of staka. He says as follows, He says, Yironu shalim loilim noyat staka v'harchav me'avyoinim. It's a azara that we shouldn't withhold staka. If we know that they need staka, we shouldn't withhold staka.
V'ze azhara meliknois midas hakilos vachzoris. Shetimna ma'asai saroi. This is azhara that a person shouldn't be stingy and he shouldn't be an achzori. And azhari shteit, the loshin of the Rabbein Yoin in Shari Tshuva, shagim lois lamenvov. Lois ames es levovcho, lois sikbois es yodecho. Hilzharnu lohose minavsheinu midas achzoris. We're muzur to take away, for remove from our nefesh the midah of achzorius ulintoya ba nitei nemonim. We have to implant rachmonis in our hearts and not to be achzorius. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoina, it's possible not to. You won't be kovitz yad. You'll give tztaka, but you won't give it derech rachmonis. That's a terrible thing. You have to give tztaka with derech rachmonis, and the Torah is telling you leisames is levavcha. That we have to uproot from our nefesh the midas achzorius. And azoi shteit, the lashon, hachinuch, the same idea. Al tishleit alecha midas hakilas v'anavola. Azoi shteit in the chinuch, mitzvah tofayin ches. In other words, what Yishayim are telling us is, the lav l'samis is yodecha, l'sikvis is yodecha is, the Torah is telling you, you have to give tzedakah. And you know what? Don't be an achzori. Don't be an achzor. Do it with rachmonis. But often, that the lav is not a lav per se to enforce the mitzvah of tzedakah. The lav is a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah per se, that you're not supposed to be an agza. You give tzedakah, give it in a kind way, give it nicely, but it's not per se a chizik to the mitzvah of tzedakah. What's the nafkamina? So the a gewaldige raya to this yisoid is a diik from the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of the seventh parak in Hilchos Matan Tzaniim, says, "Mitzvah haseh leading tzedakah l'aniim." There's a mitzvah to give tzedakah l'aniim. Kifi ma'asheroi l'oni. Then the Rambam says, "V'chol haroya oni mevakesh." If one sees an oni that's mevakesh, that begs for tzedakah, ve'helim ein of mimenu, and he's ma'alam ayin v'loy nosnei tzedakah, oyve b'loy sase shenema loy sames es levavcha. Zok the Rambam, if one sees an oni that's mevakesh, he's begging, he's asking for tzedakah, and you don't give him, then you over a lav. The Rambam is meduyik, and azoy zok the Mari Kurkus over there, that there's a chiluk between the lav and the asay. The asay of tzedakah is, even if the oni doesn't request, you know that there's an oni that needs, you have to give him tzedakah. When is one over the lav? The one is over the lav only when the oni asks. He's mevakesh, and you don't give him. Then one is over the lav. Razei state in the kiyah sefer im helim einov me oni hamevakesh over belabze. If you malim ayin, will you withhold money from an oni that's mevakesh and you over on the lav? What's the chiluk? We see that there's a difference between mitzvah and the leisa say. So according to what we just said, the chiluk is obvious. The mitzvah stalker is b'chol oifen, even if he's not mevakesh. The lav is not a lav per se on the chizik of the mitzvah stalker. It's the lav is that you shouldn't be an achzor. When is one considered an achzor? If the oni begs, please give me tztokah, and you ma'alam ayim, and you don't give him, then you're oiv on this lav, because then that brings out the midas achzorius. Unless he asks you, it's not nishlam. The achzorius, because you just knew he didn't ask you. If he comes and asks you and he begs and you turn him down empty-handed, then one is considered an achzor and you're over the lap. So we have a clear nafkamina between the lois haseh and naseh. According to the way the Arsameach understood that the lav of lois hamis levavcha lesikvus sedecha is a lav for the mitzvah of tzedakah, so it stands to reason that whenever you have a mitzvah, you should have the lav. Why do we see a difference? Why do we see a difference between the lois haseh and the aseh? So let's just broaden this with another nafkamina. The Emre Bina brings, the Emre Bina in Aruch Chaim Simen Yud Gimel, in the end of his Gimel, he brings this question of the Nesivos, and he brings the Teretz at Arsameach, and then he wants to say another nafkamina. He wants to say another Teretz with a nafkamina, as follows. He wants to say that the halacha is, you mechuyiv to give an oni day machsoyre. Day machsoyre, oni comes, you're supposed to give him day machsoyre. Zokta Shach, he brings, says that that's only a oni that's coming to you privately, and he asks you, listen, I need money. But if you know an oni is being mechazal apsoch, He's going to you, he's going down the block, he's going to everybody in the neighborhood. So the Shach says, you give him even a matana uetis. You're not mechuyev to give him a matana merubah, you could give him even a matana uetis. Why? Because he's not going to you, he's going to go to everybody. So everybody cumulatively could give him the day machsoyre. You're not mechuyev to give him day machsoyre. Only mechazal psachim, it's sufficient to give him matana uetis. If Rebina wants him mechadish, the same thing as far as the law is concerned. Zakti Rebina, the mitzvah is yimuchuyev to give the ani, yimuchuyev to give him a little bit. The din that yimuchuyev to give, when you over the lav, is only if he's coming to you. But Zakti Rebina, if you know that the ani is mechazal apsachim, then there's no lav of leisikpes esyadecha leisames esyadecha. There's no lav. The lav is only if he's coming to you personally. Just like yimuchuyev to give him the machsayrei, you're over on the lav. But if he's going to many aniyim, many ashidim. So zakta amrebina, just like the Shach tells us that you only mechuyev to give him a matana uetis, so too, a oni, that's mechaz al apsachim, there's no lav. Azai zakta amrebina. With this, he wants to mechadish, but that's the pshat in the Gemara. Over here by Putev Yosef, if you're part of a mazah oni, that's going to many people, so memeila, there's no lav. In such a case, there's no lav. That's pshat in the Gemara. Azai zakta amrebina. I would say that the Pshat in the Mebina, his Chiddush din, that if an Oni is going to many Ashidim, there's no Lav, is explained very well with our Yisod. In other words, if the Lav is a Lav for the Mitzvah of Stokah, so wherever there's a Mitzvah of Stokah, so there's a Lav, not giving him the Stokah. However, the way we see from the Rishonim, the Lav of Leisames is Yadecha, Leisikvas is Yadecha, Leisames Levavcha, Leisikvas is Yadecha, is Bederech Achzorius. So Mameila, the Pshat Zazoi, if I know that the Oni's going next door, he's going around the block, just because I'm not giving him does not display Amidas Achzarius. If he's coming to me and he's relying on me and you don't give him, you give him empty-handed, you send away empty-handed, then that shows Amidas Achzarius. But if I know the Oni is coming to me, he's going down the block, he's going to everybody in the neighborhood, over there, there's Takan Olav, because that doesn't display this Madrega of Achzarius by refusing to give him stock. This would be the chayit of shat in the chiddush of the imebina. So we have two nafkaminas ladina between the mitzvah saseh and the lois saseh. As we see, the mitzvah saseh is, even if the oni doesn't request it, the lois saseh is only if he requests it. The mitzvah saseh is, even if the oni is going to many, many ashidim. The lois saseh is, does not apply when he's going to many people. Only when he's exclusively he's coming to you and he's relying on you, then there's a leis haseh. The hesbit is, as we said, because the leis haseh is faket. It's not a lav of the mitzvah stokah. It's a new lav of the midas achzorius of the chayvus halavavis that one attitude has to be towards stokah. But it's not a lav per se of a chizik of the mitzvah stokah. Let's go back to explain to answer the question of the Nachas Yankov. Perhaps we could say as follows. That let's say somebody's an Oisik mitzvah, and he's part of an mitzvah, so he's not mechuyev to give tzedakah. So now, when he's not giving tzedakah, what's the reason why he's not giving the tzedakah? So the reason why he's not giving the tzedakah is not because he's stingy, not because he's a cheapskate. The reason is because he's being Oisik mitzvah. I'm being Oisik mitzvah, and therefore, I'm not giving tzedakah. Perhaps in such a case, there's no love. Because the not giving the tzedakah does not display the midas achzorius. It does not show midas achzorius, but not giving the tzedakah. You know why I'm not giving the tzedakah? I'm not giving a good tzedakah because the Torah gave me a p'tur, but it's a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. So in such a case, I'm talking not being over the lav. So Ken Zayin, that's why, since I have the p'tur, but it's a mitzvah, b'chi hai gavno, that the not giving is because I'm being oisik b'mitzvah, and does not come because of my Achzori's attitude, so therefore, in such a case, there's no lav. You want to ask me, let's say the guy is taka bomb, he wouldn't want to give tzedakah anyway. Perhaps in such a case, there's a lav, maybe. But al kaponim, the yisoid is, when I'm not giving the tzedakah over here, we don't see over here the Achzori's of withholding the tzedakah. I'm not giving the tzedakah because it's a dinner, but it's a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. So in such a case, there's no chiv of the mitzvah. So since there's no chiyuv in the mitzvah, so too there's no lav because it's not the not giving is not b'derech hazoyes. Hazoy kem in zogin. The Mishnah of Chavtesam Bey says matzah svarim koyer behem echad l'shleishim yoyim. The Mishnah describes all the various tepulim that the Meitzei Aved is mechuyiv to do. Let's understand what's the nature, what's the makar of this chiyiv that one is mechuyiv to be metapel with Aveda. The Rambam says in Hilchas Zeilev Aveda, Perikid Gimel Halach Yud Aleph as follows. V'tzarech levaker es Aveda ulebotko, kadesh leitivsa v'tav me'aleo. You mechuyiv to check it and make sure it doesn't get ruined by itself. Shanema v'ashivoysi loy, re'ei hech tishivenu loy. Keitzad, Motzaksus, Shosema, Menaira Achas, Shleshim Yoim, Veloyin Rehan Bemakel, Azay Zakhtar Ambaita, all these Tipulim that one is Mechoyev. So Zakhtar Amam, what's the Makar? The Makar is Vashivaisiloi. Re'ei, you should do a good Ashav. The Levush and Choshim Mishpat and Reisim Reisamach Zayin says a different Makar. He says, just like we find, the Gemara says before Nabchav Zayin Aman Aleph that the Zechiv to be Goizes. The sign in order that the shearings of wool should grow more. So you see, Yimachuyev to be mashbiach the Aveda, so too, possibly a kol shekain, Yimachuyev also to be boidig that it shouldn't become nifsat. Azoi shteit in Levush, the Sma, and Sivkot Yudches, and the Shach, Sivkot Tezvav, the Mayrach in this Levush. Levush of the Chor is saying a different reason than the Rambam. Al Koponim, whether the Makar is from Vashivoysaloi, or the Makar is from these Psukkim Meshor Veseh, it's mevuya that this chiyuv to be metapel in the Aveda in order to make sure that it doesn't get ruined is a chelik of the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. It's mashma. It's not a chelik of the din shoyma. You know, as we know, as the sugi said before, a moitze Aveda has a din of a shoyma. It's mashma that these chiyuvim that you mechuyv to take care of it, that it shouldn't become nifsad, is not a chelik of the chiyuv shmira. In a very simple nafkamina, let's say if the moitze Aveda was pesheya, he wasn't menayir it, and it was niskalkel, he wouldn't be mechuyiv to pay. He's mevatel the mitzvah, a part of the mitzvah. He didn't do a proper hashava, but he's not chayiv achrayist. He's no chiv of pshia. Azoi is mevuya in the Rambam and the Levush. The Machnefrayim and Hilchos Shoyim Siman Lamed Hey has arichas on the shaila, and he puts down the shaila as follows: what's the chiv of a shoyim? Is the chiv of a shoyim just to watch it from exterior hezekim that it shouldn't become nizik, or Is a shomer also mechuyev to watch it that it shouldn't be niskalkel me'elav by itself? Azoi klared the Machne Ephraim Ashaila. He brings Toisus Vaita Naflamanam Aleph says the Amaskalat Tzarkoi that Avada, since a shomer, kiven shu shomer, yesh le la'ayin olav shle yiskalkel. A chiv shomer is he has to make sure that it shouldn't become niskalkel. Is Masha from Toisus that this chiv to take care of the Aveda is a chiyuv of a shoyma, not necessarily because of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but medin shoyma. Frek the Machne Ephraim from the Mishnah of Vayitna of Lamed Ches Amad Aleph. The Mishnah of Lamed Ches says that if one had a pikadon of peiros and they were becoming avudim, they were getting ruined. The halacha is hareze moichram mipnei shehu kemeishav Aveda. Why is this in the Mishnah? The Chiv is al Hashavas Aveda, not a chelik of the Chiv Shmir. Azoi frek the Machne Ephraim on his diik in Tosfos. His be'emes, this diik in the Mishnah Vayta is the same. We have the same diik in the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says Hamafkid Chometz Eisel Chaveiroi VeYigia Pesach. The halacha is Yoytzu Moichiv Mishuk Mishum Hoshev Aveda LeBaylam. Zok the Rambam, if one has chometz and his friend left it by him, he's mechuyev to go ahead and sell it. Why? Because Hashavas Aveda lebailam. Is the Rambam is mash meklor? The chiv is the chiv of Hashavas Aveda. The Magen Avram, however, says not like this. The Magen Avram says in Simen Tafmim Gimel Sivkot and Hay that he mechuyev to sell it. Zok the Magen Avram im le machroi chayev hanifka the shalom dmei hachevitz lemafkid medin pshia. If he didn't sell it, he's mechuyev to pay. Midim Shia, because he's a Peshay, he didn't sell it. Shtei Klar on the Magen Avram, that this Chiyiv Nemsach, because of a Chiyiv Shmira, not because of a Chiyiv Hashavas Aveda. Again, it's not much like that in the Rambam. The Rambam's Loshin is, Yimachuyiv Mishum, Hoshev Aveda Labayl. Azoi, Lechayra, we have a Deek in the Mishnah, we have a Deek in the Rambam, we have a Shittas of Magen Avram, which is Lechayra like Tosfos. Lechayra, we have our as follows. Tosfos said before, that the chiyuv of the reason why a shomer aveda is considered noisik b'mitzvah is because he's doing the shetuach v'nir. he's spreading out the Aveda, and he's taking care of the Aveda, then he's called an Oisik B'mitzvah. Is Yesh Ladon Azoy L'chayra, if the reason why he's Mechuyiv to do it is Medin Shomer Aveda, is Medin Shomer, so then why is he called an Oisik B'mitzvah? In other words, true, the Torah said that he becomes a Shomer. But once he becomes a Shomer, the reason why he's Mechuyiv to be metapel in it is in order that he shouldn't be a Pesheya, because or else he's going to be Chayev Achrayis. So it comes out that the reason why he's being Shaitayach, doing the Shlich V'Neir, is to fulfill his obligation of being a Shomer. So Mehecha Teisa, that's called Oisik B'mitzvah. The Chayev, we have a Ara Teisus Meneo Bey. Machnefrayim brought from Teisus that Din Shomer, Yumachuitim Ayin, that it shouldn't be Meskalkol. So Oibazoy the Chayev Shitach V'Neir. The Chayra is a chiv of a shoyme, not midin hashava. So why is he considered an oisik b'mitzvah? Bishleim, according to the Rambam, that the whole chiv of being metapel with aveda is a chiv of hashiv oisaloi. It's a chelik of the mitzvah hashava. So we understand very well that he's considered an oisik b'mitzvah. However, according to Tosfos, that tells us that the chiv tipul is because of a din shoyme. Is Mehecha Teisa, that's considered an Oisik B'mitzvah. L'chor, you have to say, and these are Hezba, that since Soif Kol Soif, V'asavta L'teich Be'secho, the Chiyiv of being a Shomer is because the Torah told you that you have to become a Shomer, as we saw the Ksoi says, you mechuy to mekabel the din Shomer, to be a Shomer. That is a chelik of the mitzvah Hashava, to be mekabel the dinei Shmira. So Mamela, if I fulfill the Dine Shmira and watch it in order that I shouldn't be Niskaya Bachrayas, I shouldn't be Pesheya, that's still considered an extension of the Vasafdel Teich Besecha, take it in your house and watch it as a Shema. That's still considered a chelik of the mitzvah of the Hashava Saveda, even though I'm Mechuyiv to do it, mitzad, the Din Shema, because if I'm not going to do it, I'm going to come as Mechayiv. Lechayiv, that's a Chiddush. But as I daf and Zogin, that even according to Tosfos, it's still considered an Oisik B'mitzvah.
Let's go on to the next piece. The Gemara says that Hashel Sefer Torah Mechavera Yharei Zeh Leishlen Lacha. If one borrows a Sefer Torah, he should not lend it to someone else. In fact, the Gemara is Poshit. We know there's Halacha Ein Hashel Rashoi Lahashil. So what's the Chiddush? And for the Gemara, Sefer Torah is Trichalei. Sefer Torah is a Chiddush. Ma'u the Tema. I would have thought, Nichalei le'inish to teyaved mitzvah money. A person is happy that a mitzvah should be done with his moment. That's what I would have thought. So I would have thought it's allowed to borrow a Sefer Torah and then lend it to someone else. Kamash Malon, no, that it's awesome. So this Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand the Kamash Malon, what is the Kamash Malon of the Gemara, and it has ramifications, Ladina. The Ritva, Hakadoshim, brought in the Sheet Mekubetza, says as follows. Pirish, Kamash Malon, since there's a Kpeda for the Kilkel HaSefer, you're afraid that it's going to get ruined. So therefore, Lenichalei, the Hayatz HaSchareb Ebsedai. True, I have a benefit, I enjoy that other people use my Svarim, and other people do a mitzvah with my moment. However, Hayatz HaSchareb Ebsedai, my Sefer is going to get ruined. So, because I'm not going to have a Sefer to learn with. Abba B'midi, the Lake of Shumash HaShkilkel. However, something which there's no HaShkilkel, in Achanami, that you'll add a borrow Shalemidas Bailim. For instance, if one finds a talis, a tefillin shal chaveroi, bebeis haknesses, he's allowed to put them on, and as long as he returns them, and he's not considered a gazlin, even though he's being shayel Shalemidas Habailim. Azoi shteit in the midva, and this halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Archayin, Simin Yudalid, Siv Dalid, the Mechava Paskins, Mutal Litol, talis chaveroi, the Varachalel, you're allowed to take it and make a bracha, ubilvad, shiakapaloisa, as long as you fold it up, and the same too is tefillin. However, Svarim is also, because Svarim, we're afraid, it's going to become Niskalkal. As I state in the Mechab, Mishnah Berurah brings down, B'loi Daita is also for Svarim. He says, however, the Minhag HaOlam is that you're allowed to take somebody else's Siddur, or a Machzor, and then you put it right back. However, he brings a Prima Gadim who says that he doesn't understand the Heter. What's the difference Siddur than Svarim? So, Chashulchan Taka, interestingly, he says over there, Talis, he's not so happy to be Matir. He says, we know people are Makbar on a Talis. And so like Mehecha Teisa,
that people are nicholei. They're afraid a person's going to sweat in it, and if it's a nice clean talis. So the Aruch HaShulchan is not willing to be matir straight out taking a talis. However, the second halacha, the Rabbi Yisidur Marzi, says no, that the derech oila, most people are not makpid, so that's okay. Al kaponim azay state azay pasim Shulchan Aruch. In other words, so the kamashulan is a limited halacha because a sefer Torah person is makpid. A sefer Torah is a chash kilkul. However, something which is a mitzvah but there's no chash kilkul, then it's takamuta. It's interesting that Muki Yosef and Baba Basra in Moiches Hasmina Daf Zayinam Beis, he brings the Ritva that says this halacha that even though we hold Shalom Shlomidas Gazan Have, you let a used tefillin in the talis of your friend Shalei Brishus. As I, he brings the din of the Ritva. Frekted Muki Yosef on the Ritva, he doesn't understand. How does it stim with Agamara? Steer to Agamara. The Ritva says you let to take somebody's talis and fill in without Rishus. What do you mean? The Gemara and Bava Metzia and Eil Metzia, Stav Chavtes on the base says that we say you're not allowed to use a Sefer Torah because le'nechile le'inish, we don't say nechile le'inish to have mitzvah money. So the Mukhi Yosef blives shver on the Ritva. So with Zeicha, we have the Ritva Achadoshim. The Ritva Achadoshim, Mamash makes this distinction. The Chilak in Agamara is because by a Sefer Torah, the Takad is a Chshash of Kilkul. But anything else, where there's no Chshash Kilkul, it's Takamutu. Akol Ponim, we see from the Mukhi Yosef, and Azay is mashmim the Ritva, that the shaila of using somebody else's sefer Torah or talis is an issue because Shlomidas is considered a gazan, so therefore it's also. So then they say, because we hold Shlomidas is a gazan. The Chayra, from these Rishonim, we have an aura on the Shalas Hatshuvah's Maril. Maril says a very interesting thing. There's machlokes in the Gemara whether Shlomidas is a gazan or not. The machlokes is, does he have kinyan gzeila? Nafkaminis legabi gzeila legabi shela. Zokta Tshuvah's Maril, Simon Kuf Tzadiches, Kimidumali Shapir Shrabi saying, Ehata Kabbalah, that his rebbes were said the following shot. Din gazan yeshloi. The only machlokes in the Gemara is whether he has a din of a gazan. But about everybody holds that you're not over on the Isik Zela, on the Isik Neva, even though he doesn't plan to give it back. Even though he stole it, but he plans to give it back. But a Shoel Shlomidas, Lekuli Alma, he doesn't have an Isik Zela. Azoy state in Tshuvas Maril. Very interesting. Lechoy, the Yerushalayim, and Mashma, not like that. These all the Yerushalayim are saying that the whole Yisrael of the Gemara, that ain't Hashem Rashay LaHashil, and you're not allowed to borrow somebody's Sefer Torah without Rishus, and the issue of taking his tefillin is an issue because Shalosh Shlomidas is a gazan, and therefore it's also. Al Kaponim, this is the Ritva, this is the Shitas HaRitva. So according to the Ritva, the Kamash on the Gemara is not that people don't want, aren't Nichalei, that you should use their money. They don't want you to use their money for a mitzvah, but even with is the Chash Kilkul. That's the Chayr that you saw it from the Ritva HaChadoshim. The Ritva HaMiuchasim, which is known as the Ritva, it's not really the Ritva, we call the Ritva HaMiuchasim, he asks the Kashya from the Gemara and Pesachim as follows. The Gemara in Pesachim says that the Shaila in the Gemara, if somebody rents out a friend a house, and there was a Chazaka that was Bodek, he told him that he did the Bedika, and then he found that the house wasn't Bodek. So it comes out, now he has to go to the Bedika himself. So the Gemara declares, is it considered a Mekach Tos? So the Gemara says, no. Why? Because Nichalei Linish, a person wants to do a mitzvah. He wants to do the mitzvah by himself. And even if he has to hire somebody to do the Bedika, Nichalei Linish, love a mitzvah by name. So therefore, it's not considered a Mekach Tos. As well as Zokti Yimam, Sachim Dav Dalad Amid Beis, Frek the Ritva, Astira. The Gemara, our Gemara is saying, Kamashmal, and we don't say Nichalei Linish, Le'eva mitzvah mo'ineh, that a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah with his mamin. And the Gemara in Pesachim says that a person is nichalei, a person does want to do a mitzvah with his mamin. Stira. And for Dva, no, there's a very, very big difference. Hasam, iu gufei ovid, he's doing the mitzvah with his mamin. A person wants to do the mitzvah, he's being mekayim, the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. He wants to do the mitzvah of bedikas chametz with his money. Over here, he's not doing the mitzvah. His friend is doing the mitzvah. His friend is learning in a sefer, and he's enabling his friend to do the mitzvah. That we don't say. We say only a person wants to do his own mitzvah with his mamon. But a person, he doesn't want to do that. Yenna should do a mitzvah with his mamon. Azay zok the Ritva, Ateretz to the Stirim. Zokta Sam Seifer, that according to the Ritva HaKadosh that we just mentioned, we have a very simple answer. The whole Yisayit of our Gemara, in other words, the Kamashon on the Gemara is not that a person doesn't want to do mitzvahs with his money. A person doesn't want to do mitzvahs with his money with his Echshash Hefzit, because his Sefer Torah is going to be ruined. But Avad, a person, wants to do mitzvahs with his money. Azoi Zokta Sam Seifer. Now, let's understand, Taka, why didn't the Ritva HaKadoshim, why didn't he say the Ritva, the other Ritva's Teretz? In other words, the Ritva HaKadoshim is saying that the Kamashulan is that what? That you want to do mitzvahs with your money. It's just when there's a Chash Hefzit. The Ritva HaMiuchasim seems to say that the Kamashulan is that only that you want to do mitzvahs with your own money. But you don't want to do mitzvahs, you don't want Yenish to do mitzvahs with your money. That's the Kamashulan. So let's understand the Pshat and Gemara to explain this Machlaikis. Obviously, the Ritva, HaMiuchasim, is learning that the mitzvah Nasugi Kipshutei is, the mitzvah is that somebody's learning with your Sefer Torah. Somebody's learning with your Sefer Torah. And Azai is the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, Afilu Shal Sefer Torah, Shekol Koyer Bo'is HaMitzvah, somebody who borrows a Sefer Torah, that someone who reads in it is doing a mitzvah, he shouldn't lend it to someone else. In other words, what's the mitzvah being done over here? The mitzvah is somebody is using your Sefer to learn. The Shal Sechuas Haran has a very interesting Pshat Nagimor. He says as follows. He learns, first we'll say the Pshat Nagimor, and then he'll say his Nafgemina. He says, you know what the mitzvah in the Gemara over here is? The mitzvah in the Gemara over here is you're lending a Sefer Torah. Lending the Sefer Torah is a mitzvah. The mitzvah of lending the Sefer Torah is a mitzvah. Zokta Ran, as follows. He wants to be mechadish that someone who borrows a Sefer is not chayv anointzin. Chiddush. A shoyl is chayv anointzin. But you know what? If you borrow a Sefer, you're not chayv anointzin. Why? Zokta Ran, the Shal Shuvah Saran, Simin Yutes, when I lend somebody a Sefer, I'm being Mekayim a Mitzvah. So B'Shas, when I lend it to him, I'm being Mekayim a Mitzvah, so there's a Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. Like we saw in the Gemara before, a Shemer Aveda has a Din of a Shemer Socher, because Yosef Mitzvah Potter a Mitzvah, so therefore, he's part of forgiving Stocker, so he becomes a Shemer Socher. Zokta Shal Shuvah Saran, a Chiddush Gadol. When I'm lending somebody a Sefer, I'm getting a mitzvah of lending. So b'shas, I'm lending him the Sefer, I'm potter from giving tzedakah. So therefore, the mashil has a hana of a prut of Rabbi Yosef. We know a shoyl is chayv in oinsin, because kol hana shaloi. Zokteran, that's by everything else that you lend. But when you lend the Sefer, there's a mitzvah to lend. So by lending, you mekayim a mitzvah, and you nen a prut of Rabbi Yosef. So the mashal also has an awe. It comes out that there's no kol hano shaloi. Therefore, zokta ran, a chiddush nifla, you borrow a bicycle, chayv an oinsin. Chayv an oinsin, a shol is chayv an oinsin, kol hano shaloi. You borrow a sefer, and then an oinis happens, you potter. Because why? Because there's no kol hano shaloi. Because the mashal is mekayim a mitzvah, and he has a prut of Rabbi Yosef. So we see from the Ran a very interesting new pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara, nichalei le'inish, the te'avin mitzvah b'moine, it's taka his mitzvah. Not like the Ritva HaMiuchasim understood that the chiddush in the Gemara is, kamash malon, we don't say you want to lend, you want to use, you want somebody else to be mekayim mitzvah with your money. No. The pshat is, nichalei le'inish te'avin mitzvah b'moine means you don't want to do a mitzvah with your money. You don't want to do a mitzvah with your money. Because it's your mitzvah. It's your mitzvah of lending the Sefer Torah. If somebody's going to borrow a Sefer Torah from you, and he's going to lend you a Sefer Torah, so it comes out you're getting a mitzvah that you're lending you a Sefer Torah. So to your mother, no. You don't want to lend you a Sefer Torah. You don't want to do a mitzvah with your mom. So according to the Shal Shuvah Saran, this is a pshat in Gemara. So Ibazoi, we have back Shver, the Ritva's Kasha. The Ritva's kasha was, what's the difference? Our Gemara and the Gemara himsachim. Our Gemara says, a person doesn't want to do mitzvahs with his money. That's the Kamash Malon. And the Gemara Masechet says that a person does want to do mitzvahs with his money, it's not considered a mekach tos. If I rent a house, I didn't do bedikah because I'm willing to pay to do the bedikah. I'm willing to do mitzvahs with my money. So this, we have back the Ritva Hamuchasim, his kasha. And we don't have his teretz. What was the Ritva's teretz? The Ritva's teretz is, because our Gemara is discussing, I don't want Reuven to do a mitzvah with my money. But the Gemara Masechet is my mitzvah. According to the Ran, our Gemara is also his mitzvah. It's his mitzvah of lending a Sefer Torah. If it's his mitzvah of lending a Sefer Torah, so L'chaira, it's a stira, this Gemara, the Gemara Masechet. So what's the answer? The answer is Gevaldik. How's the Ran going to learn? Teretzi is going to learn like the Ritva HaKadoshim. You know what the Kamash on our Gemara is? The Kamash on our Gemara is not that a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah with his money. Avad, he wants to do a mitzvah with his money. But what? The Kamashalon is only over here is because there's a chash kilkul. If there's a chash kilkul, so therefore he doesn't want to lend it to someone else because he has a schar of Avsaydai. But Avada, because he won't have it for himself. Therefore, he doesn't want to use it. But Avada, a person we say, he wants to use, do mitzvahs with his money. And Mamela, it's Meyushav the Stira, the Gemara, Em Sachem. So Mamela, according to the Ritva, according to the Ran, we have a beautiful pshat in the Gemara, and this is the Yisrael Machlagis the Gemara, Pshat in the Gemara. What's the mitzvah going on over here? Is it the mitzvah of the lender lending the Sefer Torah? Or the mitzvah, Tiyav mitzvah of money is the mitzvah of the Kaire, that he's being Mekayim mitzvah with my money. The Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Avas Chesed, in Perek Aleph, and Siv Beis, and Siv Gimel, he says that besides the mitzvah of Halvah, there's also a mitzvah to lend Kalim. It's a mitzvah chesed to lend Kalim. So frekt Abbas Chesed in the Siv HaChesed, Siv Kotten Zayin, he says, I have a plea. The Ran says that one lends a Sefer Torah, he's part of anointing because he's being Mekayim a mitzvah. So therefore, it's not called Siddur Kol HaNoshaloi. According to me, that I just said, that lending Kalim is also a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah chesed. So if so, so there should be a din of oisim mitzvah patan a mitzvah when I'm lending all kalim. So all kalim, you should never be chayiv in oinsin when you lend the kalim, because you'd be mekayim a mitzvah of hashalas kalim, which is a chesed. Just like the Ran says, the Gabi Sefer Torah is lemetzini yadein v'regleinu. Why are you chayiv in oinsin whenever you lend the kalim? Zach techavas chayim azoy. He says you're making a mistake. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is stokah, the mitzvah is chesed. So what's the proof of the Yosef? I gain. I'm being Isaac and Stalker, I gain that I'm part of not Stalker. I'm being Isaac and Chesed, I'm part of not Stalker. So I didn't gain anything. What's the gain? There's no gain. I'm being Isaac and Stalker, I'm part of Stalker. That's not called, I'm being not anything. Frech, the Abbas Chesed on himself, so was Isaac, what's shot in Iran? What's the mitzvah to lend a sefer? The mitzvah of lending a sefer is also a mitzvah Stalker. Like the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Nun, Sidkasei Medes Laad, Zeh Akhais Yisoh Mashin Lacherim. The Indian of lending a Sefer Torah. What's the mitzvah of lending a Sefer Torah? It's also a mitzvah stucker. You're allowing somebody to learn. It's a chesed. You're doing a chesed that you're allowing him to learn Torah. So the chayr is also a mitzvah stucker. So what's the pshat in the Ran that there's a din of Isaac mitzvah? Zakta Chavetz Chaim says no. The pshat in the Ran is very interesting. The mitzvah is enabling him to learn. So that's called, I'm also being Mekayim a mitzvah of Torah. Very big Kiddush. I'm enabling him to learn Torah by lending him a Sefer Torah. So I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of being Mekayim? I'm being Mekayim the mitzvah of Torah. L'chayru hu adin, if I lend somebody tefillin, I'm being Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, being Mesayei in tefillin, that's the key mitzvah. It's not a key mitzvah of chesed. L'chayru he means, maybe also the chiv of arvis, also the chiv of arvis, I'm called the bar chiyuva, so it's like I'm doing that mitzvah. So zakta, Avas Chesed, that's why you're part according to the Ran. The Ran, the mitzvah that you're part of is because since I'm enabling him to learn, that's the mitzvah that's pottering me from the oisim mitzvah and part of a mitzvah. However, Stam lending Kalim, that's a mitzvah stucker, a mitzvah Chesed, that mitzvah does not potter from a prut deb yosef because it's not considered a hanor that I'm potter from stucker because I'm doing stucker and I'm potter from stucker. That's not considered a gain. Look in the Avas Chesed. He has an aviches on this Indian.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.